I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Israel's war on Hezbollah intensifies, Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says,
there's a great sense of not this again here in Lebanon, because we're living the same style of war as we did in the fall of 2024, where we have airstrikes every night.
Last week, Lebanon appealed to European leaders and the United States to intervene diplomatically as it seeks a solution with Israel, who's bent on neutralizing Hezbollah. More than 800,000 people have been displaced since the latest hostilities began March 2nd. Hosni says Horizons is working to provide practical aid to 130 evangelical churches that they partner with. It opens the way for the churches to share the hope of Christ with the families and communities they serve. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And working in ministry is never without its challenges. For those serving in high-conflict areas, the pressure increases exponentially. That's why Patrick Anthony of FMI emphasizes the importance of retreats for his partners in Pakistan.
Whenever we visit and we go in country, we have time to talk to all of our team members, of course, but we also have a very busy itinerary to follow, visits to make. But for a retreat, we had a dedicated time where we could ask, how are you doing? When it comes to missionary care, it's needed.
Anthony encourages those working in fast-paced ministries to just slow down a little bit and have intentional conversations with their ministry partners and themselves.
We need to care about that for ourselves, to then also care about that for someone else.
Get the details at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.